The project follows the realization that despite training more than 500 professionals in Ghana and West Africa at the Regional Maritime University, RMU's Welding and Training and Fabrication Center since 2016, only 5% of the candidates were women. The $40,000 fully funded all-female welding training provided hands-on training and mentorship to the young SHS leavers, most of whom would have otherwise dropped out. Acting Vice Chancellor of the Regional Maritime University, Dr. G. Thurowelba Brooks, said there is a major skills gap in Ghana's oil and gas industry which needs to be filled, and called on government as well as corporate Ghana to invest in building capacity.
Most of the people here have been expatriates coming to do the job. Finding staff in this area of welding, advanced welding fittings in the oil and industry have been missing. It is that gap we are filling so that the local content development can increase as much as possible. That will also reduce the number of quote-unquote expatriates coming to perform these duties in Ghana. If you have one expatriate to perform a particular task, currently the gap is very, very wide. We don't have the statistics. We may be having maybe 1 to every 100, 1 to every 50.
The CEO of MODEC, Theophilus Efrin, said Ghanaian technicians fabricated parts of the last two FPSOs launched in Ghana and was hopeful that more Ghanaians will be employed in the sector.
MODEC is one of the two top companies in the world that fabricates FPSOs, and we also operate and maintain FPSOs. This is an area that requires a lot of expertise. It was with a lot of doubt that we can have local people who can deliver the service. But through the various programs we have undertaken in the industry, today, when you go into an FPSO in Ghana, in the second level of leadership on the FPSOs, most of the people manning these facilities are Ghanaians. We have what we call Ghanaian superintendents in the area of production, in the area of marine, in the area of maintenance. Now that for me is an excellent achievement. And we also want to believe that at the lower levels, through these trainings, we will fill all those vacancies in the industry. Several years ago, it was with a lot of doubt that portions of such a very sophisticated machinery cannot be fabricated here. But I'm telling you that the last two FPSOs that were launched in Ghana, various components were fabricated in this country by Ghanaian technicians. These young ladies, I believe, can join the team in delivering that in the industry.
Some of the beneficiaries spoke to GBC News.
When I completed school, three of my papers wasn't good. I wrote NOVDEC 2020 and 2022, and still it wasn't good. So a friend sent me the flyer. Most of my friends that we wrote NOVDEC, they went into this handy race. And then I said, well, let me also try it. It wasn't easy. We faced so many challenges, but we were able to pass.
This program would actually empower young ladies out there to break the male stereotypes. If I can do it, then I think someone outside there can do much.
The project was in collaboration with CPI Training, a Canadian project management firm.